This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm going to try to explain how the independent film industry has been infiltrated and taken over by the Nazi-linked Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, so-called Sloan Foundation. Now, this all came to light when Robert De Niro's Tribeca Film Festival censored the Vaxxed documentary, which is really a documentary about the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, who went public with his admission that he took part in a massive scientific fraud cover-up that the CDC had evidence linking vaccines to autism, but Dr. Thompson and others at the CDC covered it up. And he felt so much shame about that that years later he finally told an investigative journalist, and this film was made. Now, this film was censored and viciously, maliciously attacked and smeared by the media, and pressure was brought to bear against Robert De Niro, the festival co-founder of Tribeca. And he pulled the film under pressure from all of these influences. That pressure, we now know, came from the Sloan Foundation, but it begs the question, who is the Sloan Foundation? Who were the founders? What does it do? How does it influence film festivals? Well, I've posted a detailed infographic on this that answers that question at naturalnews.com. And I'm going to walk you through some of this infographic right now. You don't have to have this up on the screen to follow, but if you do want to go to naturalnews.com and click on infographics, you can find this. It's called the Sloan Foundation, the Nazi Science Connection. Now, let's start with this. The Sloan Foundation was founded by a eugenics Nazi collaborator named Alfred P. Sloan in 1934-35, thereabouts. This guy, Mr. Sloan, was the head of General Motors. He was a chairperson, but he also hated blacks and Jews, and he was a collaborator who helped the Nazis build the factories that they used to invade Poland and Russia and other countries and commit genocide against Jews and others. Sloan was instrumental in delaying the conversion of factories in America to thereby delaying the ability of allies, the allied side of the war, that is the United States and Russia, delaying our ability to produce tanks and other military vehicles while accelerating the ability of the Nazis to build these vehicles. So just like IBM, which contributed a tremendous amount of technology to the Holocaust, Alfred P. Sloan also contributed General Motors technology to the Third Reich and helped enable Hitler. Now, I realize that a lot of people listening to this have no idea that any of this is true. Everything I've already stated here is absolutely 100% factual history. You can look it up anywhere. I mean, there are books about the IBM, about IBM's collaboration with Nazis. You can look up the history of the Sloan Foundation, the history of Alfred P. Sloan. Heck, I quoted the Washington Post, an article from 1998 entitled "Ford and General Motors Scrutinized for Alleged Nazi Collaboration." That article is written by Michael Dobbs, Washington Post staff writer, Monday, November 30, 1998. All of this is true, but you're never taught this. You're never given this information at all, and it's the Third Reich, to really give you the big picture here, the Third Reich was not defeated at the end of World War II. Hitler was defeated, but the Third Reich and everything that it stood for, eugenics and genetic engineering and the superior race and domination with science, depopulation agendas, forced mandatory euthanasia, mandatory medical intervention, medical experimentation on human guinea pigs, and so on. All of that still exists today. It simply got absorbed into the pharmaceutical industry, and it got absorbed into foundations like the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. So the Rockefellers, the Sloan Foundation, these kinds of, you know, the American Medical Association and so on, the Nazis that were defeated in Germany, really, a lot of them literally moved to America. They joined NASA, for example. They worked on the Apollo space program. The original, the original Apollo rockets were designed and engineered by Nazi rocket scientists. And again, if you're not aware of that, you can just, double check what I'm saying. Look it up for yourself. Everything I'm saying here is absolutely 100% factual history. It's a history that you're never taught. So I don't blame you if you don't know any of this, but keep listening because it gets even more interesting. So the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation today has infiltrated the independent film industry. And what they do is they, in effect, alter the scripts of films that are accepted for Sundance and the Tribeca Film Festival and film schools. They've infiltrated most of the top film schools all across America. Carnegie Mellon, San Francisco, I forgot the name of it, but UCLA, NYU, and so on and so forth. All these film schools and film festivals have been infiltrated by the Sloan Foundation, founded by Nazi collaborator Alfred P. Sloan. Now, what they do is they provide cash awards up to $20,000 to filmmakers who produce the films that the Sloan Foundation wants to put out there, which are science propaganda narratives that are consistent with the Nazi eugenics and the agenda and other agendas stemming from the Third Reich. So by spreading this cash around, and they give out all kinds of awards every year, they're able to infiltrate and influence the script writing of independent movies in order to make their scientists the heroes of the films and to portray science as being the dominant answer for humanity while ignoring everything else. Now, remember, this is the same foundation that we believe censored or pressured Robert De Niro to censor the vaccine science movie because that did not fit their agenda. What they want is a pro-vaccine agenda. And it's no surprise that the Sloan Foundation has partnered then with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to push money into the AIDS vaccine front, which is a massive scientific fraud. And we were promised AIDS vaccines back in the 1980s. You know, here we are decades later, still no AIDS vaccines. And much of what we're told about the AIDS industry is utterly fraudulent. The AZT drugs, all the pharmaceuticals that are being pushed onto AIDS patients. There's a whole realm of fraud behind that I don't have time to go into right now. Nevertheless, the Sloan Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have several things in common. Number one, they're both pro-vaccine. And number two, they're both interested in pushing depopulation. Now, let's talk about depopulation, because when you get into this topic, you have to understand the Bill Gates globalist agenda and how it aligns with eugenics. Remember that eugenics was the intended extermination of certain races from the planet that the scientists of the time, and remember, Berlin was the hub of science in the 1930s. You know, Germany was the scientific center of the planet. And those scientists said that they need to eliminate the lesser people of the world. In other words, the inferior races that they, you know, in their minds, they thought that blacks were inferior, or that they thought that Jews were inferior, or what have you. They thought that just the Aryan races in their minds were the only ones fit to carry on the genetic code of humanity. Now, this eugenics eventually became the Human Genome Project. Yep, the Human Genome Project, which attempted to say that every disease, every behavior, every physical trait could be traced to specific genes on the genetic code. Turns out that's total fraud as well, although there are some genes, obviously, that control certain traits, such as eye color and hair color and so on. They can never locate the gene for an arm, for example, or the gene for intelligence. And even for the things they have found genes for, it all comes down to gene expression, which gets into epigenetics and the nutritional overlay on genetic potential. Certain foods, nutrients, will express healthy genes, while environmental toxins like glyphosate and pesticides and herbicides, for example, will express pro-cancer genes. So you have the blueprint inside you for health or for disease. And what gets expressed is simply a matter of what your cells are exposed to in terms of nutrients, toxins, foods, you know, how much water you have, the cleanliness of the water, and so on and so forth. And I apologize if I'm going too quickly on this, but we have to cover a lot of ground here. So the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation had owned shares of Merck. And Merck, of course, is the largest vaccine manufacturer in the world that profits from the vaccination propaganda that is pushed by the Sloan Foundation, which also happens to coincide with the depopulation agenda of the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler, Nazi Germany, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They all have this in common. Now, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been involved in vaccine sterilization technologies, including covert sterilization, such as using microchips for sterilization of women. And usually the experiments are done on African women, which is consistent with the anti-black proclivities, if you will, of these eugenicists. They always use African nations for their experiments. Why do you think Ebola broke out there, by the way? Just putting that out there. So Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill Gates in particular, is a depopulation advocate. And he said, if we do a good job, this is a direct quote from him, if we do a great job on vaccines, we can reduce the world population by 10 to 15%, he said. And he's got a formula for how to reduce the world population. And it involves vaccines and sterilizations. Now, there was a Catholic mission that is pro-vaccine that found that all the vaccines they were giving to young women in Africa were causing them to become sterile. So they had the vaccines tested, and they found that they contained a hormone chemical, or a chemical that causes the body to interfere with normal gestational hormones. And they announced this to the world. They said, hey, these vaccines, which have been given to us by the World Health Organization, are carrying covert sterilization chemicals. That was just one experiment carried out by these insidious groups that all have ties back to the Nazis and foundations like the Sloan Foundation and the Gates Foundation and drug companies like Merck and GlaxoSmithKline, which has admitted to felony criminal acts, and paid billions of dollars in fines to the U.S. Department of Justice for the massive bribery of over 40,000 doctors across the United States. Now, we're talking about a massive criminal enterprise that uses humans for medical experimentation and profits from disease. That's what this is all about. And this is all about positioning the dominance of science, but only the science that they control, as the answer for humanity, while suppressing all other information that you're not allowed to see. This is like a Nazi book burning, but at a much larger level. The Sloan Foundation suppresses or pressures film festivals to suppress films they don't want you to see, while offering prize money for the propaganda films that they do want you to see. That's how this really operates. Now, oh, so much to cover here. The head of the Sloan Foundation is a guy named Paul Joskow. He's the president, but also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Yes, he's a CFR member. He was also involved with MIT for many, many years. I believe he was a senior staffer at MIT, which is the same university of arrogant scientists that conducted radiation experiments on children by feeding them radioactive oatmeal to see what would happen. You can find that news on naturalnews.com as well. Joskow is also, he gives money to the Facing History Foundation, which I'm still looking into in more detail. So far, it looks like a front group that teaches college students to become intolerant cry bullies, while claiming to help people heal from the Holocaust. yeah, figure that one out. Getting back to Nazi Germany, don't forget that under Adolf Hitler, the chemical conglomerate known as IG Farben flourished, and IG Farben developed Zyklon B gas used to exterminate Jews, and it conducted medical experiments on Jewish prisoners. And after the war was over, there was the War Crimes Tribunal, and IG Farben was split up into three companies. One of those corporations is now known today as Bayer. Yeah, Bayer, Children's Aspirin Bayer. That Bayer, yes, the same Bayer, whose chairperson, a guy named, what is it, Fritz Demir or something like that. It's a tricky name. He was sentenced to prison time for committing crimes against humanity. He served out that prison sentence, and then he returned to work as a high-level person at the Bayer Corporation. So whether you're talking about Bayer or Merck or GlaxoSmithKline or Eli Lilly or what have you, all of these companies have a history of being engaged in criminal acts, science fraud, massive fraud. Pfizer, for example, was engaged in using Nigerian children for human guinea pig vaccine experiments. The leaders of Nigeria even issued arrest warrants for the executives of Pfizer. They escaped that, however, by refusing to go back to the country. but yeah, we're talking about criminals across the board. And if you really look at how this criminal regime operates, the pharmaceutical criminal regime with Nazi ties, they infiltrate every sector of society. So they infiltrate academia, they infiltrate the science journals. The Alfred P. Sloan Foundation here infiltrates the movie festivals, infiltrates filmmaking, right? They infiltrate governments, and they influence legislation to get pro-pharmaceutical, pro-vaccine legislation. This is how they achieved total legal immunity for the entire vaccine industry in the United States. They went to Congress and said, our products are so dangerous that we cannot allow people to sue us or we'll go bankrupt. And Congress said, okay, we'll grant you absolute legal immunity that is a higher power than the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's what they did. That is in effect right now. So as you look across this industry, you know, you look at the foundations, the fake nonprofit front groups, you know, virtually all the cancer nonprofits are actually promoting cancer. They want cancer to exist. All these foundations, they claim to be doing good work for humanity. They're actually engaged in propaganda and positioning domineering science as the answer for humanity while suppressing access to other films and other books and other materials that humanity could benefit from knowing. This is all about controlling the narrative. Remember that when it comes to medicines and vaccines, it is the narrative, the fairy tales that you are told that matters most to these industries. The narratives are shaped, and they really are like fairy tales. They're little stories that you're told, like, oh, the way a vaccine works. It's a story. It's a narrative. It's not really how immunization happens in a healthy, normal person with exposure to something in the wild. There are narratives about SSRI drugs and antidepressants. You know, you've heard the false narrative. It's in every TV ad. It says, oh, your depression is caused by a chemical imbalance in your brain, and this can be corrected by this chemical pill intervention. Well, it's a false narrative, but it's a narrative that is shaped by these people, the Sloan Foundation people, the you know, the Rockefeller type of people, the Bill Gates Foundation people, you know, the drug company PR hacks, the CFR members, the globalists. These people shape the narratives. And film, you have to understand, is crucial for shaping the narratives of every culture and every society. So throughout the history of human society, I mean, going way back to prehistory, when there was just storytelling and not even print, it was these narratives that shaped and controlled those societies and civilizations. Even if you go back to the Inca period in ancient Central and South America, it was the narratives of the high priests that put them in positions of power over the population and demanded the sacrifices and the slaughtering of humans to appease the gods. And only the priests could talk to those gods, and the priests told the people what to do, and the priests were living lives of luxury while slaughtering the people around them. You know, that narrative is not too far off from the pharmaceutical vaccine narrative that we are all suffering under today. We have the high priests of modern science who are positioned as the scientific experts who are slaughtering our children in order to appease the science gods, if you will. It's really the same story, but it's been updated for modern times. And throughout human history, these stories are told through storytelling or books or, in more modern times, films. So this is why the Sloan Foundation has infiltrated the independent film industry, because that is a key vector through which the narratives of every society are impregnated, if you will, into the brains of the population. This is how propaganda works. And because they control these narratives through the money that they use to influence the films shown at Sundance and Tribeca and other places, they now have a direct financial control over the fairy tale stories that the people believe to be truth. And because science in general is such a compelling word, a compelling concept, and it has had so much success in so many areas of society, including areas where I operate. I'm a scientist. I'm a food science researcher. I use high-end instruments of science, and they work very well. I fully follow the atomic theory of matter, you know, the periodic table of elements, organic chemistry, and so on. Science has a lot to offer us. But when science can be hijacked by corporate interests and then twisted in order to create the narrative that they want you to believe, then you end up not with scientific truth, but with scientific or science propaganda. And that's what they have sought to achieve, and they have really done, they've been quite successful at that. But if you trace it all back, you end up, I mean, if you trace the vaccine industry all the way back through history, the pharmaceutical industry back through history, and the pesticide industries back through history, they all converge into one point. And that point for all of these industries, again, pharmaceuticals, vaccines, and pesticides, all converges on the Third Reich with IG Farben, Adolf Hitler, and what were the world's best scientists of the time in Berlin, who were creating these technologies for world domination in the name of science and eugenics and population control and reduction. So that agenda has now been carried on by people like Bill Gates, by foundations like the Sloan Foundation, by drug companies like Merck, and by all the other people who and groups that are involved in this, the American Cancer Society, for example, universities, numerous universities, many other groups. So I hope this helps explain a little bit. I know this is information dense, a lot of info in a little bit of time. And if you're new to this, you probably can't believe any of it unless you do the research yourself, which I encourage you to do. You don't know, I mean, when you come out of school, when you even come out of college, you still don't know anything at all about human history. They don't teach you much of anything that's true. They teach you their narratives. Again, this comes down to storytelling and false narratives. And education is largely a false narrative as well, as it's taught today. So if you're going to learn the real truth of where we came from, how we got here, who's in control, how they are trying to dominate our society, how they're trying to twist the narratives and infiltrate the movie industry and infiltrate the science journals and so on, you have to go way, way outside the box and start doing your own research and looking into the real history from which you came. Only then will you have any possibility of being able to grasp the reality of this contrived society that we're living in and suffering under in many ways. You are a lot less free than you ever thought. But you can find freedom by learning how this prison has been built for your mind and then discovering ways to escape that prison. Set your mind free by discovering truth, which can include science, but it has to be real science, not the corporate fraud science that is shoved down our throats. So I hope that makes some sense. And again, you can find that graphic, that infographic, the chart on all this at naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. You can tell I'm an independent scientist. I'm not affiliated with any of these groups, any of these people. I don't take any money from government or corporations or academia, nothing. And that is the only reason that I can say these words right now without, you know, losing my job if I had a job. Money controls the system, and money silences everybody in the system. And that's why you can only hear the truth from someone like me who exists utterly outside those systems. So thanks for listening. Catch my website at naturalnews.com. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.